Carl and Eric with you on AM 910 WJCW. Every Tuesday about this time, we check in with Susie Croyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, a CCRC community for retirement. And Susie, that of course, Asbury Place in Kingsport sponsoring this portion of the program. What do you got for us this morning?
I'm glad you asked. What I wanted to do was just remind listeners of what a CCRC is. We talk about all the different components, and we certainly highlight all of the different levels of care, the therapy, skilled nursing, assisted living with memory care. I really wanted to reel it back in this morning, get back to the very basic, the very foundation of what a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community, is.
Okay.
To help listeners, you know, remember, when you're doing your discovery and you're doing your research and your search process for the next chapter in your life, for the 55 plus community, for the senior living option, and I say senior living in a very organized and a very, you know, systematic fashion.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want that next chapter to look like? Asbury Place at Kingsport covers every area of it. Coming in to a residential living environment, neighborhood, and culture, whether you, you know, come into a freestanding structure like a villa, or you come into a luxury apartment, several sizes, just about any size to meet the needs where you're at your point in life, why would you not look at that as your next step, knowing you can age in place, knowing if you have an episode or an incident, we have healthcare and skilled nursing right there on the campus in the system where you don't have to go out looking and shopping and doing all the comparisons. It's right there, you know, on our campus. Come back home, get the services that you need to get back to the level that you want to be at or that you can get to.
Yeah.
Why would you continue to look for assisted living and memory care when you know you could navigate through a CCRC going from residential independent living to a very focused environment, care-driven, clinically observed, and, of course, you know, clinically practiced assisted living and memory care? Why would you continue to look for end-of-life options when you know you have long-term care, skilled nursing at the Baysmont House that's on our campus in our system? So big picture this morning, I wanted to remind all of the listeners, come and look, come and tour, come and see what Asbury Place at Kingsport, a continuing care retirement community, has to offer. That's really what I wanted to hit home with this morning.
Sounds good. You mentioned one thing, Susie, there, and I'd like you to sort of elaborate on it a little bit. You mentioned folks coming to Asbury Place and encountering and growing into a neighborhood. I thought that was a beautiful way to put it. Tell us a little more about that aspect.
Well, it is a neighborhood. You know, when they're coming to look and they're looking at making a change, and I, you know, really emphasize the word change because mm-hmm. it's not easy. It's not, you know, the easiest thing you'll ever do at this stage of your life. However, it's the most practical thing you can do at this stage mm-hmm. of your life. So I see friends, I see relationships, I see friendships being built. It's just like, you know, you or I who've ever moved into a new neighborhood, a new city, a new town. As a child, I moved quite a bit. My father was in the auto industry, and we transferred and moved quite a bit. I know how hard and how challenging it is to make new friends, to do new outreach, to figure out where do I belong in this picture. And that's what I see every day cultivating with our residents, our families, our associates, our caregivers. I just see this village being built by trust, care, responsibility, professionalism. I see that being built every day. And that's what I mean by building a neighborhood, making friendships, and those new relationships in your life at this point in time.
You know, Susie, as we think about what a neighborhood really is, it's a group of similar-minded folks who sort of exist together closely, of course, because of the proximity factor. But at the same time, there's an unspoken, if you would, probably can't even really be articulated, although we can try. You know, what comes out of this, too, is just something so much more than the sum of its parts, if you'll let me do it that way, right?
Well, that's correct. So then all of a sudden, you feel more confident as an individual or as a couple. You know you've got your plan in place. You know you've already done the hard work. Now you're going to reap the benefits of that. And then, you know, you just let things happen. And that's why I see it every day. I see, mm-hmm. you know, the folks out walking. I see the folks, you know, coming to the special events, the programs, the exercise, the brain exercises, as I said earlier, the dining events. I see all of them building relationships and friendships around that because it's so easily accessible and it's right there in their neighborhood, right in their community.
Hmm. You know, that's got to be a source of real comfort, too, to the families of those individuals who are your residents, the families who may not be living there. But at the same time, to have that sort of a confidence, if you will, a sense of confident security that your family is being watched out for there. That's something that is so important to so many people, too, and probably is not something that is necessary. I know you talk about it a lot when you talk to folks, but it's something that's probably not front of mind for a lot of people. But, you know, within the interview, the entrance interview, I guess your first interview, really, when you sit down with folks, these are some of the things you begin to talk about, right?
Yeah, correct. And you know, I see families, friends, you know, whoever's been a part of the journey to get, you know, their friends to Asbury Place at Kingsport. Mm-hmm. I see the relief. I see the, you know, the confidence. I see the understanding and truly, you know, how they end up feeling knowing that their loved one, friends, or family is in a support system. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice to know you do have certain aspects of a support system that you know you're going to, it's there 24/7. So, you know, you're never alone. You are independent and you can certainly decide how you want your day to look and feel, but it's just always nice to know you're in that support system of a CCRC.
Yeah, we said neighborhood. It's like a community. It's mm-hmm. almost like a little tribe of your own, so to speak, in a positive way, too.
Yes.
So that's a wonderful thing because, you know, group identity, you know, even as we're in our retirement years, is still something that's very important mm-hmm. to a whole lot of people. And that's another way that Asbury Place rises to the occasion there, too. Susie, if you will, tell us what are some of the events coming up at Asbury shortly.
Yeah, so I want the listeners to know that we do still have availability at our first annual Dance and Dine. That's a partnership we have with the Kingsport YMCA. That will take place this Thursday, May 4th, in the clubhouse in the Villa neighborhood. So I'm encouraging listeners to know we still have a few tickets left for that.
Okay.
And they can get in touch with me at Asbury Place at Kingsport, or they can get in touch with Gary Ellis, who is the director of Active and Ageless program at the Kingsport YMCA. It's mm-hmm. on our Facebook page. It's on websites. So go and look at those. This Thursday is a very unique event. It's called the first annual Dance and Dine. We're taking on the 50s theme, the Sock Hop. We will have vintage cars there, photo booth options, and then we also have a menu of the big old hamburgers, french fries, and milkshakes that are very unique to this event. We'll have dancing, and then we do have some resident guest speakers who are going to talk about their life and their livelihood at Asbury Place at Kingsport. And so it's a nice mix of, you know, Asbury residents, guests that will come, and we just want you to come and see, could this be the first event you come to that you realize, this is for me. This is where I need to be, and this is the life for me. So I'm just encouraging all listeners to, you know, make your reservation. We do, like I said, still have some seats available, and they can call, reach me direct by calling 423-830-8502. Go to our Facebook page, and then again, the event is posted on both websites, the Kingsport YMCA and Asbury Place at Kingsport.org.
Sounds very good. I'll make sure to have my white sports coat and
yes.
a pink Pink Dalmatian.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
We'll do that. Susie Cloyd, wonderful. Always a lot of fun to think out loud with you. Find out what's going on at Asbury Place in Kingsport. How do folks get in touch?
Well, of course, call me direct, 423-830-8502. Like us on Facebook. Follow us. You'll see a lot of good information there about availability and events taking place and lifestyles as well. And AsburyPlaceKingsport.org.
Sounds good. Susie, take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.